On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the Discovery series Growing Belushi, actor Jim Belushi. Welcome to the show, my friend. How have you been?
I've been okay, Mario. I've been okay. You? How about you? You look great, man. I haven't seen you for a little while.
I know. It's been a minute, but always look forward to talking to you. I was excited when I heard I was going to be speaking with you and excited what you got going on. That's what's really
man.
Cool. Well, before we get into that, where am I speaking to you from? Where are you right now?
I am literally in Danny Aykroyd's house in Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, he's got VHS.
Let's go through of all Dan Aykroyd stuff right there.
The War of the Worlds.
Oh, wow. Okay, he's an avid reader. Or are those movies?
He have a VHS machine.
Whoa, he's old school. He is old school with the VHS. Wow. Yeah, he's got the classics right there. I like that. Look at that.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Oh, that's cool. So I want to talk Growing Belushi. First of all, I didn't know you had a marijuana farm. How'd you get into cannabis?
Well, we use the term cannabis instead of marijuana. So the cannabis farm.
Boy, is that a bad word now? Or I thought that was the actual technical term.
The cannabis. Marijuana was a word that came up, during the Prohibition years. It was kind of a little bit of a racist term.
Was it really? I was not aware of that. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit that was given to it because it had the Spanish, the Mexican kind of sound to it.
Right, marijuana.
Marijuana, yeah.
Yeah.
So cannabis is the...
Oh, okay.
But anyway, yeah, it took me a while to change my vernacular because of that. But
yeah.
So I got this little part, this little piece of property on the Rogue River in Southern Oregon. And the beautiful lady Becca behind me, she had an 80-acre farm and she passed and she wanted me to have it. So I bought it from her. And so all of a sudden I had a farm, Mario.
That's awesome.
What am I going to do on a farm? I'm an actor.
Right.
I memorize other people's lines. That's what I do for a living. And now I didn't know what to grow. And then that year became legal in Oregon. And I went, well, it's Oregon's new agriculture.
Yeah.
So we started growing cannabis. And I have learned so much. I have learned so much of how much I don't know.
Right.
But this journey with this plant and growing has really changed me.
And is that what the show essentially focuses on, sort of educating people about cannabis and about farming and the production, I assume? Or is it about the people you work with? Or how would you describe it?
It's multi-layered. I think it's a terrific show because it's not called Growing Pot. It's called Growing Belushi. So it's not a stoner show. There's a bunch of guys getting high, man. It's like a real... farm, and it's farming. It's, I learned that the temperature of the soil is going to be 64 degrees in order for the micronutrients to get into the roots correctly, in order for the THC to get to the water plant. I learned, 45% perlite in order for it to drain the soil. I learned when the hairs go almost to amber, that's when you harvest and you hang it. We got to get the moisture down to about 10 to 12% before we trim it in order for,
You're like a chemist. Or like Caro Quintero, one of the two.
Farming is a bunch of smart guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they're scientists. Agriculturalists are scientists. And it was, I just started filming it because I think people are curious.
Sure.
About the medical values of this.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark,
Jim, I got to say, I'm sorry, not to interrupt you, but I didn't grow up smoking cannabis. I wasn't a user, right? And long story short, I ended up all of a sudden, ironically, I was like that car at the end of Blues Brothers where it just kind of collapses, after that car chase. It just that's what my body is right now because I tore my rotator cuff 1 year. The next year, I tore my Achilles. Then the next year, this past year, I tore my biceps. So I'm just falling apart. And I didn't want to take those pain pills because you hear their addiction, this and that.
No, man.
So I tried... first, like the little vape pen, the little gummies. And I got to tell you, game changer. Fantastic. Huge fan. Yeah. Huge fan now. You sleep fantastic and with the pain. And, you know, and I feel good after. You don't get another. So it's really for someone who was not or maybe apprehensive, I didn't know, it really opened my eyes. And I learned of the medicinal benefits of it. And I'm a big advocate now.
Well, I mean, you know, I ran into a veteran that had PTSD that they gave him a bottle this big and round with 600 oxycontin for his PTSD. Yes. And addicted, and he got off of it, and he's used cannabis to soothe that mental state that he was in. And he said, now I can talk to my family. Now I can sleep with this screen that you have. It's Black Diamond OG. I mean, you see it change people's lives.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
And by the way, the NFL's getting hip to it too, those poor guys. They've been smoking cannabis for years because of the pain. And then they get off of it because they can be tested before summer camp.
Right. No, exactly. Can you buy your products, by the way, only in Oregon or in states where it's legal?
Well, right now it's only in Oregon. Okay. But I just made a deal with the Green Solution in Colorado and making a deal with Grassroots, the Greenhouse Dispensary in Skokie, Illinois. We're going to be in September. I'm making a deal with the chocolate company, Bang.
It's awesome.
Which is really great because the edibles, this particular chocolate I like because I take 2.5 milligrams at night, puts me right to sleep. You wake up great. You're not high.
Yep.
It's best permissible.
No.
So what do people do? I mean, people drink themselves to sleep or take pills to go to sleep.
Right.
And it's like safe. Clean.
Exactly. No, I
so the
that's
show,
exactly.
I think the show brings a lot of safety to the audience. They'll see it from all stages. But they also, it's a very funny show because my cousin and I are very funny. And then we go to Colombia.
Whoa.
We go to Colombia looking for marijuana. I mean, cannabis.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I still do.
Yeah, you still, sure, sure. Part of the lexicon.
And it's all for called Growing Belize because I personally grow in it from my own PTSD,
yeah.
The drop.
Sure.
That I've had in my life.
1099 takes the edge off. Sounds like business is booming, huh?
You know, it was rated as a necessary business, and the business itself is doing fine. I mean, there's not a lot of money in it, a lot of profit in it because of the 280 tax law.
Hmm.
You know, the margins are thin, not for the grower, because we're still looked at as farmers.
Right.
And farmers get nice breaks. Because we deal, you know, I lost 300 pounds last year because of mold.
Right.
So, you know, we get breaks, you know.
Yeah.
The cost of producing goods.
It is nice to see that the culture has evolved, I think, toward the attitude from when it was illegal to now medicinal and recreational. So that's cool to see, man. Congrats with all that. I want to talk quickly about SNL. You keep up with the current cast or check it out at all? Or do you have any?
No, they're wonderful. Come on, man. I did that show for 2 years. You have no idea the stress level that goes on your shoulders when you walk out there. And you got to be funny.
Right.
And these guys are funny. I mean, they're doing a great job keeping the legacy of what John and Danny and Billy started. You know, Gilda, Lorraine Newman, they started that show. And it's like almost 50 years.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? No, it's great.
Yeah, they're doing a great job right now.
Cool to be part of that special club right there. Well, Jim, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Yeah.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Banshee.
Ooh, Banshee. Which one's that one?
Banshee. It was on Cinemax. Oh. Really great fight sequences.
Cinemax, you know, is still around?
Yeah.
That's still around? Okay. Yeah.
Starts laughing. Banshee, man. I love
Banshee. Okay.
And then then the other one was one called The Bridge. It was a Swedish series.
Yeah, I've actually heard of that.
Yeah, I watched the Swedish one, not the American one.
It was okay.
Really, really good.
Movie that you can quote the most?
About last night, I think that's the only one. Because I still know the line.
Yeah, exactly. Makes sense. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was so young, but we were watching Laughing. Wasn't Goldie Hawn the cutest thing in the world?
Yeah, she's still cute.
She was cute. And then, you know, Gilda Radner. I mean, I had such a crush on her. I first time I met her, it was in John's apartment. And she was polite and gave me that cute smile. And I looked at her and I couldn't stop staring at her. And finally she was like, who is this guy?
Right.
Scared her. I think I scared her.
That's funny. And go to late night snack.
I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at 12 o'clock last night.
There you go. That definitely qualifies.
Thick peanut butter, whole wheat bread.
Okay.
The thick jelly.
You're good to go. Hey, Jim, man, it's always great to see you. Congratulations on the show. Look forward to checking it out, and maybe we'll see each other in person sometime, pal.
Well, you know what? I'm grateful for your time. And I just want to mention that this show wouldn't have happened without the great vision of Michael Rapino at Live Nation. He's the one I pitched it to, and in 8 minutes, Mario, 8 minutes, he stood up, shook my hand, and said, how much money do you need?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man, this guy is terrific. So anyway, I want to mention Michael because he's one of the men that made this happen.
Shout out to Michael right there. And you can watch Growing Belushi Wednesdays on Discovery. Jim, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you very much, man. Nice to see you.
You too. Nice to see you.
You're always a joy to be with.
Thank you. That's awesome. Likewise.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.